He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is the July the 5th, a live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, happy 5th of July. I hope you had a great 4th of July. The NASDAQ, the Dow, the S&P 500, certainly a little bit of fireworks here this morning as the Dow Jones Industrial Average opens up plus 123 points. That's 0.5%, as there is a little bit of conciliatory tones this morning in the tariff talk, the tariff trade war. The Dow's at 24,298. The S&P 500 is up 13 points this morning to 2,726. The NASDAQ is up 38 points to 7,540. The Russell 2000, in the meantime, up just a couple of points here at 1663. We've got crude oil down 21 cents, 73.93. Crude hit 75 earlier this week until the little side deal between President Trump and the Saudis pushed it back down to 73.93. Gold is up $2.90 per ounce this morning to $1,256. Silver up a penny to $16.05. The euro flat this morning against the U.S. dollar. The 10-year yield down to 2.83%. The trade war definitely has helped the bond market, but it is still down about 3.5% on the year. The VIX is flat, pretty flat today. And that's how we begin our day. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, where we do things a little bit differently than your asset allocation crowd out there that likes to allocate your assets all over the map with really no consideration for what's going on in the world. Instead, they use your age, your risk tolerance, things like that. As you could probably figure out by now, I'm not an MPT, Modern Portfolio Theory, fan. Well, let's go back to Tuesday. You remember Tuesday? Probably not. You probably spent all day Wednesday floating the river in an inner tube or hanging out at the pool, barbecuing burgers, whatever it is. But on Tuesday, we had a pretty good run in the market, and then it all faded. It all faded in the end towards the end of the day, which is pretty typical when you have a holiday weekend or a holiday coming up. And, you know, we'll see how today ends up. We're up right now. Tomorrow is Friday. We have a big jobs report coming out. We get the Fed minutes here today. I don't think there's going to be a lot of volume in the market today, which makes it very difficult for an institutional money manager like myself to buy or sell. But we shall see. I've got about five on my shopping list, but I have to wait for just the right time and enough volume to enable me to get in. So we'll see what happens here today. Stay tuned if you're a live trading subscriber for live alerts. I've already sent out one live alert here this morning. So we did end on Tuesday on down note. The tech stock sold off towards the end of the day after a Chinese court blocked the sale of Micron chips, a move related to a probe by Chinese regulators into high prices for memory products. In other words, tit for tat. You're going to mess with us, we're going to mess with you. Micron got hit hard on Tuesday. Micron is up, however, today 2.9%. It's up $1.47 as China has backed off somewhat. And, of course, we had crude oil selling off late in the day on Tuesday. Now, all right, so what's going on here? As we begin a day after a big holiday, we had the futures up 200 points at one point last night. There are some conciliatory gestures being made by both sides of the ongoing trade war. Germany's big three automakers, which are BMW, Volkswagen, and Mercedes parent Daimler, met with UN ambassador to Germany Richard Grenell on Wednesday, stating that they would support the elimination of EU tariffs on imported American cars, provided the U.S. did the same. Well, how about that? We'll get rid of our tariffs completely. If you get rid of your tariffs completely, and everybody goes along their merry way. Now, currently, EU tariffs on passenger cars are 10%. That's what they're charging us, versus 2.5% in the U.S., all right? Now, Europe is imposing, or the U.S. wants to impose import duties of 25%. That's called leverage. That's called playing your hand on European vans and pickup trucks. And Europe is responding by saying, okay, all right, we'll get rid of our 10% tariffs. You get rid of your 2.5% tariffs, and we'll have free trade between the two of us. You know, look, I can remember the day. I'm not that old, but I can remember the day when that's all we saw on the road were Fords and Chevys and, Buicks and Chryslers. And then I can remember the big invasion. Really, it started, it seems to me, like in the little utility trucks, the Datsuns and the Toyotas and the Mazdas and the Isuzus and you name it. They came to the U.S. and they were followed by many, many other cars. And pretty soon, I mean, the U.S. car industry was pretty much turned upside down. I mean, the Japanese is making a more reliable car. The U.S. had to step up its game. Now the U.S. is making better cars. But in the end, I think that eliminating the tariffs on both sides of the Atlantic would be a good idea. In the meantime, the European stock market, and I continue to say, you think that the tariff talk is hurting our markets. It's crushing the emerging markets and the Eurozone. Not only are they suffering from being on the other end of the tariff talks, but their economy is crawling. Eurozone consumer sales were flat in May as industry prices rise. Over the last several weeks, even months, I have continued to give one report right after another about how slow things are in Europe, which begs the question, why is the U.S. economy accelerating and the European economy in the doldrums? Well, the answer in my mind, just as an observer and a guy who tries to apply a little bit of logic to his thinking, they continue to live off of zero interest rate, loose money, easy money policy, which we did for 8 years. And during those 8 years, we were able to get about 1.5 to 2% growth, and that's what Europe's been getting. But guess what? Their zero interest policy is now drying up. It's coming to the end as they begin to taper back on their massive bond buybacks, and eventually they'll have to start raising rates. So what did we do here in the U.S.? We followed our loose monetary policy with a big dose of fiscal policy, and bam, up went the market, up went the economy. But I don't think Europe has it within themselves to give the folks a tax break and to pump the economy up with some incentives for businesses to go out and do capital expenditures and the like. I just don't think Europe has it. in it as a Eurozone to do that. So as a consequence, I have no exposure. I have one stock from the European markets. Well, we'll get the Fed minutes here later today. We'll see what kind of news that brings. And tomorrow, Friday, even though it's a holiday week and don't know that a lot of the traders are at work today and tomorrow, we're going to have a very big day tomorrow. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. One of the few shows that's live all week, except for yesterday. We'll be right back.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand end in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, the day after the 4th of July. Well, tariff day is tomorrow. Okay, there's one thing to worry about. What keeps you up at night? Well, you can lay awake in bed tonight, tossing and turning, with your left eyelid twitching. Because tariff day is tomorrow, here's what we know. Bloomberg has a great summary of China's stance as tariff day, July the 6th, nears. China insists it will not fire the first shot, but says retaliatory tariffs will become effective immediately if the U.S. follows through with 25% duties on $34 billion of Chinese imports. You see, the actual tariffs have not actually been imposed yet. Only threatened. We've targeted what we're going to put the tariffs on, and tomorrow is the day. China says it will fight back with equal scale, equal intensity, targeting soybeans, corn, wheat, rice, sorghum, beef, pork, poultry, fish, dairy products, nuts and vegetables and autos in its first round of countermeasures. So if you're listening to me in China today, I want you to run down to your local retail giant and load up on soybeans, corn, wheat, rice, sorghum, beef, pork, poultry, fish, dairy products, nuts and vegetables. And buy an automobile while you're at it before those tariffs hit tomorrow. Are the markets ready? Well, all eyes are on the Trump administration's move to impose the 25% additional tariff on Friday. Okay, is Trump going to follow through? He drew a line in the sand. He drew a red line. Is he going to go ahead and impose those tariffs? And then what's next after that? Well, tomorrow we'll see. Tomorrow's a big day. Now, one good thing in all of this, at least on Wednesday, the Chinese yuan, we've been talking about the Chinese yuan. How many yuans do you have in your pocket? How many yuans does your best friend owe you? How many, what's the minimum yuans at a blackjack table? I don't know. The Chinese yuan surged 1% against the dollar on Wednesday, continuing a recovery that began the previous afternoon. The People's Bank of China, that's their Fed, is closely monitoring recent fluctuations in the currency market and will use its ample monetary tools to keep the yuan basically stable. In other words, if you read between the lines, China has threatened to manipulate their currency, which they've been accused of doing by the Trump administration. I think they've already manipulated their currency at least twice since Trump's been in office, but now they're backing off a little bit. But they did fire a shot across the bow. We will use our currency if we need to. So that pretty much covers the China-U.S. situation for now. Now we need to move to Europe. The pound, remember, the U.K. kept their currency. They didn't want the euro. They wanted to maintain some sovereignty. They kept the pound. Well, the pound is on watch as Theresa May struggles to contain Tory divisions over Brexit ahead of a crunch meeting tomorrow. So while you're lying in bed tonight, tossing and turning and fidgeting and fretting and sweating and your left eye twitching over the China tariffs tomorrow, you can also throw in worries over the big crunch meeting tomorrow over Brexit. You can worry about Brexit over breakfast. The gathering will decide the final economic plan for Brexit, including tinderbox topics like single market access and the customs union. Couple more things to add to your worry list. A softer stance may assuage market concerns, but a leadership contest may be brought by Brexiteers if she fails to agree on a clean break from Brussels after 2000. Well, that's what they voted for. Give the people what they want. In the meantime, Jaguar Land Rover is warning on a hard Brexit. More corporate Brexit warnings, which have been many. Britain's largest car maker, Jaguar Land Rover, which is actually owned by an Indian company, Tata Motors, has warned that a hard Brexit could cost £1.2 billion per year, curtailing its future operations in the United Kingdom. Well, maybe Jaguar Land Rover will start being made in India if hard Brexit occurs. CEO Ralph Speth says, I don't want to threaten anybody, but we urgently need greater certainty to continue to safeguard our suppliers, customers, and 40,000 British-based employees. 40,000 Brits work for Jaguar Land Rover. Well, over 216 million Americans celebrated. That's about 87%. Celebrated Independence Day yesterday. They spent approximately $7 billion on food for cookouts, a lot of that being greasy hamburger and hot dogs, and picnics, according to the National Retail Federation. It's the second largest amount in the history of the 4th of July survey, but down from last year's $7.1 billion. The reason for the decline include higher gas prices and the holiday falling in the middle of the week. Well, have you been watching the World Cup? I have. Very interesting. I always like watching the World Cup. Did you know that there's a little game that goes on underneath the surface of the World Cup? It's Nike versus Adidas. In a World Cup brimming with upsets, Nike looks on track to defeat soccer juggernaut and arch-rival Adidas in the closely watched jersey sponsorship battle. The swoosh decorates the outfits of Brazil, France, and England, the sides in the quarterfinals most favored by betting websites to win the World Cup, plus Croatia. Well, Adidas also has some teams left in there, but it appears that Nike. And if we look at the two stocks, all right, Nike had a huge week last week. It's a member of the Dow. Broke out big time, I want to say, last Thursday or Friday to new all-time highs. On the other hand, Adidas, A-D-D-Y-Y, is hitting, it's down about 25% from its low or from its high recently. Well, Nike is hitting new highs. All right, the FANG stock. We got to talk about, Amazon, Micron, Tesla, Facebook, Netflix, Square, CS Chrysler, Starbucks, and EatMD when we come back. It's Gunderson. It's the Best Stock Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back.
here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, as I said at my recent workshop in Dallas last Saturday, the first decision you have to make is the macro decision. And a lot of that macro decision depends upon earnings and the economy. So I continue to monitor the U.S. economy. We'll get the Fed minutes later today, this afternoon, and we'll find out what the Fed is thinking. Because the Fed and monetary policy is also another big factor in the future of this bull market, which is in its 10th year. Well, according to ADP, the U.S. economy added 177,000 jobs in June. Now, while you're laying awake, tossing and turning tonight, worried about China tariffs tomorrow, the big Brexit meeting tomorrow, you can also throw in the big jobs report, the monthly non-farm payrolls report. We'll find out how many jobs the U.S. created over the last 30 days. This is a preliminary report put out by a private agency, ADP, which does payroll. They say that the U.S. economy added 177,000 jobs in June, but of course, the official number from the government comes out tomorrow. This is Thursday. We get our jobless claims. They rise for the second straight week, but we're still at a very low 231,000. I've been talking a little bit this year about the red-hot IPO market, which generally speaking happens late in the cycle of a bull market. We've been talking about all of the little biotech stocks that have been going public. I believe that half of them will not be around. In fact, I believe that 90% of them won't be around 5 years from now. That could create some opportunity for us at some point in time. Not yet in the inverse biotech index, which is BIS. Keep your eye on that. Well, there's been 55 IPOs during the second quarter. Of course, the second quarter ended 5 days ago. This is the most since Q2 of 2015. There were $14.2 billion in IPO proceeds during the quarter. This was the highest since Q4 2014. The largest IPO during the period was BJ's Wholesale Club, which was public, and then it was taken private, and now it's public once again. Other IPOs trading well above their pricing include Neuronetics, which is STIM, and Lovesac, which is up 29% since going public. I also note that Dropbox went public during this past quarter, a pretty big IPO there. Well, Micron, again, is bouncing a bit today. Let's talk about some individual stocks here. I am not a Micron fan. To me, Micron is too much of a commodity-driven stock. Dram chips are very much a commodity. And even though Micron's earnings have gone through the roof, and Micron has put up some pretty big numbers, it's very cyclical. It's very much a commodity-driven stock. Therefore, I have always kind of avoided Micron. You can look at the P.E. ratio. Why is the P.E. ratio 5 on Micron? Because it's a commodity-driven stock. It's like home builders. They're commodity-driven. They trade at very low multiples. Micron is caught up in the trade war right now. Supposedly, China was going to suspend sales of all Micron chips. That was on Tuesday before we went on holiday. Well, today there's a little bit of conciliatory tones there, but I do not own Micron at the current time. Tesla. We need to check on our friend Elon Musk, who's in order to get those cars off the assembly line, in order to meet self-imposed goal, Tesla CEO Elon Musk has asked engineers to halt putting Model 3 vehicles through a standard brake and roll alignment test. according to a report from Business Insider that relies on an internal document from the company. Well, if you're buying a Model 3, you might want to check the brakes out before you drive it off the lot. And the stock has tumbled mightily since that revelation. Not only am I not a Micron fan, much to the chagrin of many of my followers and listeners, I'm not a Tesla fan either. Tesla stock was breaking out just about 3 weeks ago as Musk announced his big push to get these cars out the door that people have been waiting for so long. And now this revelation has driven Tesla stock down from 373. It's hitting 300 again today. That's a big drop. That's about a 20% drop in just the last 3 weeks on Tesla stock. I continue to not be a fan of Tesla stock as the chart now continues to weaken and the stock plunges another $9 per share or 3% today. What's going on at Facebook? Well, let's see. Let's check in on Facebook today. I am a fan of Facebook, obviously. One of the fastest growing companies, one of the fastest growing large cap companies in the world. Within 24 hours of launch, our Instagram TV feed was filled with more content that we could possibly consume. So BTIG's Rich Greenfield. He lifts is expected 2018 through 2020 growth rate for Facebook across the board. Now seeing revenues up 41% year over year versus 32% previously. That's a big raise. That's in the growth rate of the company. He therefore raises his price target to $275 per share. Facebook is currently trading at $195 per share. That implies, what, 44%? Is that what that works out to? A little over 40% upside from Tuesday's close. Now, I do five-year price targets on stocks. Facebook has been growing its earnings by 109% per year over the last 5 years. That is the compound average growth rate on a $564 billion company, which has become somewhat controversial here recently. That has not stopped the stock from going from 150. In fact, the stock's up now about 25%. From the low that it hit back in late March after the big Cambridge Analytica scandal. Been growing by 109% per year over the last 5 years. It's expected to continue to grow at a 30-40% clip over the next 5 years. No wonder I like Facebook. I do like growth. I do like earnings that are growing. I like strong stock charts. I like relative strength. And I like a stock that's still trading at a discount to its growth rate. Facebook, FB. All right, let's take a look at Netflix for a minute. And you hear all about all these FANG stocks. Well, it's for good reason. These are the bulls of our generation. You can go back to the late 90s and it was Dell and it was Compaq and it was Intel and it was Microsoft, etc. Then you can fast forward, to the big telephone revolution where Apple was king. Now fast forward today with social media, advertising, targeting consumers with ads, eyeballs, content. These are the giants of our generation. Netflix today is now streaming its first original series in India as it makes a larger push for the huge Indian market. The Hindi language thriller Sacred Game stars well-known Bollywood actor Saif Ali Khan. Reviews from the India media have been favorable. Netflix today is up $2.32, $392.84. I also continue to own Netflix, one of the stocks, growth stocks, great growth stocks. Growth giants of today, not foggy. Dodgy old growth giants of yesteryear, like Colgate-Palmolive, IBM, etc. You want to own growth stocks of today. Got it? Got it. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour in this holiday-interrupted, I guess, week. And I think you will see very light volume today and tomorrow in the market. And I think any gains in the market will probably be given up towards the end of the day. That's kind of the pattern in holiday weeks. Let's check in on Amazon. What is Amazon up to today? Well, Amazon, basically flat. It's up 77 cents per share. It's at or near its all-time high, however, just under 1,700. It's been as high as 1,763. I continue to own the consumer retail giant in my premier growth portfolio. They plan to publish a printed toy catalog. Well, they're going back to the Sears model, right? The Sears catalog. They're going to print a toy catalog before the holiday season in a bid to fill the void from bankrupt Toys R Us. The catalog is also expected to be distributed out of the Whole Foods stores markets. The development could be a positive for Mattel, Hasbro, Jack's Pacific, while adding some competition for Target and Walmart in the toys category. Well, you know, I got to say that most of the toys I've bought recently have been from Amazon. I can shop, find the little caboose that I need for my train set, the exact one. It's a lot easier to shop on Amazon than it is to drive down to the Target, drive down to the Walmart, and only find that they don't have the right caboose after all. Square continues to rise. There's another great growth stock of our era, of our day. Fairly recent IPO. It's Jack Dorsey's other stock. He is the inventor of Twitter. Pretty good little invention there. Square continues to rise after Susquehanna increases its earnings estimate. Now, let's see how Square is trading. I recently made a nice profit on some Square options, which I sold almost at the top. Unfortunately, I turned around and bought some Alibaba options, which so far, we still got time left, but they're not looking too good right now. Square is up 1.5% today. Susquehanna raises their price target to 74. The stock is currently trading at 62. Square is a $25 billion market cap company that continues to catch on with their payment platform. And as I reported a few weeks ago, a lot of people are using Square now as their bank. Fiat Chrysler reports the best June retail sales in 14 years. Okay, what are their brands? Fiat, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Alfa Romeo. Notable model sales, Jeep Wrangler sales up 23%, Jeep Cherokee sales up 89%, Ram pickup sales up just 1%. If I were to own a car stock, without doubt, Fiat Chrysler FCAU would be the one. But then again, I'm not a real big fan of automobile stocks, but Fiat Chrysler certainly operating on all cylinders at the current time. Swinging doors at Starbucks, that's a terrible chart. You know, when you've saturated the world with coffee beans, Walmart has the same problem. Where else do you build a Walmart? When there's a Starbucks in almost every venue you go to, where else do you put a Starbucks? And we continue to see top executives at the company leaving the company. Maybe they've met their growth goals and they look out onto the future and they say, what's next? Maybe they'll start something new. I don't know. But Starbucks, the stock, I would not own it in my portfolio. Their sales are grinding, pardon the pun, to a single-digit number, somewhere in the 5 to 6% area. And their earnings growth is also slowing from the 25 to 30% of yesteryear. It's not a soggy stock yet, but it's headed in that direction. Earnings growth lately has been more in the low teens area. They do pay a dividend yield of 2.9%. This could be a candidate for a growth and income portfolio. There's just one problem with that. There's not much growth right now. And, of course, recently Schultz stepped down. There's some speculation that he may run for the big Oval Office. WeedMD closes a cannabis supply deal in Alberta. This one trades on the pink sheets. WDDMF inks an agreement. It's about a dollar stock with Alberta Gaming, Liquor, and Cannabis Commission. They now have a cannabis commission right next to the Canadian Mounties for the supply of cannabis products in Alberta. Sales will begin as soon as legalized. Well, they've already voted to legalize recreational marijuana across the entire country. WeedMD, put that on your watch list. WDDMF. One last one. Sports betting. Another big, that was a decision this year. Was that the Supreme Court? I want to say yes. Sports betting. Who will be the winners and the losers? Hite Capital likes the Stars Group. That's a hot stock. You can check that one out, TSG. And they like Scientific Games, which is another hot stock, CSGMS. Well, if you own soggy old growth giants of yesteryear, not happy with your portfolio, if you are in an asset allocation which has the brakes and the gas pedal on at the same time, and they kind of offset each other, and it's just not a good environment for some asset classes right now, many asset classes. There's only one asset class that's working right now. If you want to be a little more tactical in your approach to the market, and no matter what phase you're in, if you're in the accumulation phase, the tone-it-down phase, or the distribution phase, let the Gunderson team help you out. Gunderson Capital Management, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.